أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nafsiya Reflections, The Journey. As we leave Ramadan, our lives get back to their old routine. Dinner whenever, less family gatherings, schoolwork, etc. And so begins our old habits to kick back in. They may be the habits we worked on breaking during the blessed month. Distractions settle in, and we are caught in our day-to-day routines. But we must take advantage of the closeness we felt to Allah, the spirituality we renewed, the habits we have created. For our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل.
The acts most pleasing to God are those which are done most continuously, even if they amount to little. For this month, the month of Shawwal is a great time for reflection, a very significant time for centering the mind, body, and spirit for the rest of the year and beyond, as well as for thinking back on the good deeds done throughout the month of Ramadan, and trying to hold on to these habits that brought us closer to the Akhirah instead of sinking us into the distractions of dunya, this world. Running around in circles, trying to accomplish worldly gain, perfecting our children in school, pushing ourselves deeper into our careers, and perfecting our homes, as dunya takes more and more of our time, giving less and less time for the real life awaiting us. For this dunya may not only run our lives with distractions, but may also immerse us into the emotions of this dunya. We may become shallowed by jealousy of what we don't have. It could be the joy of empty accomplishments, overwhelm in the chaos that comes with family life, or the sorrow in the death of a loved one. We must engrave in our minds the reason behind our creation. Why is it that Allah created us? And remember that this is not our eternal home. It is a passing place we will leave one day to our true homes, a place where we will feel ease, serenity, and fulfillment, or immersed in the beauty we have yet to see or imagine. The distractions, temptations, and emotions could easily pull us away from the path to gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or of reaching the highest of achievements, the rida of Allah, and Jannat al-Firdaus with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Shawwal is the perfect time to reflect on our habits and goals. The significance of Shawwal is not because it is a month of return of first immigrants from Abyssinia to Mecca, the marriage of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, the Battle of Uhud or the Battle of Hunain, but rather the importance of Shawwal is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his blessed hadith.
من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر.
Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan and then follows it with 6 days of Shawwal will be rewarded as if he had fasted the entire year. It is in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in fasting the 6 days of Shawwal after Ramadan. And as described in other ahadith, Rasulullah mentions the importance of Nawafil. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة صلاته، فإن أكملها كتبت له نافلة، فإن لم يكن أكملها قال الله سبحانه لملائكته انظروا هل تجدون لعبدي من تطوع، فأكملوا بها ما ضيع من فريضته، ثم تؤخذ الأعمال على حسب ذلك.
The first thing for which a person will be brought to account on the day of resurrection will be his prayer. If it is complete, then the voluntary prayers will also be recorded for him as an increase. If it is not complete, then Allah will say to his angels, look and see whenever you find any voluntary prayers for my slave, and take them and make them what is lacking of his obligatory prayers. Then all his deeds will be reckoned in like manner. This month is a time to assess where we currently are and in what direction we want our lives to go from here. It is a month of setting intentions, maintaining and building habits to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to truly manifest Islam all year round, till we take our last breath. See, this dunya is not the destination. Rather, it is the journey. The journey that will lead us down two paths. It is our choice which path it is. Jazakum Allahu khairan for joining us. May Allah help us maintain and build the habits He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and not distract ourselves from our true goal of gaining His pleasure. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.